Hier dan is kunnen luisteren naar het nieuws. Stefania Radio neemt het over tot 1 uur met zo dadelijk het openingsgebed door zuster Remmen. En natuurlijk ook het Bijbelleesplan. Stefania Radio is een fijne gezegende nacht toe en een fijne luisterplezier. Zoals ik al zei, tot 1 uur Gospel Radio Stefania. En wij gaan meteen doorschakelen naar Amsterdam Oost. Goedenacht, zuster Emma.
Goedenacht, moeder Kars.
Van harte welkom in de uitzending.
Dank u wel, moeder Kars.
Heel veel zegen bij het lezen, gaat u gaan.
Ja, ja, moeder Kars. Ja, lieve luisteraars. Ik groet u allen in de wonderbare naam van onze Heer en Heiland. Onze Heer Jezus Christus, die is gegeven alle macht in de hemel en op de aarde. Luisteraars, geliefde in Christus, het is tijd voor het Bijbelleesplan. En u weet, het Bijbelleesplan komt van Gospel Radio Stefania, waar onze Heer Jezus Christus centraal staat. Ja, Heer, we gaan u loven, we gaan u prijzen, we gaan u danken. We gaan u danken voor wat u voor ons doet. En we gaan uw naam prijzen, Heer, voor wie u bent, Vader. Ja, trouwe God en Heiland, we danken u voor deze Bijbelleesplan. Vanochtend, Vader, we geven u eer, lof en dank. Vader, maar we danken u voor uw machtige Jezusnaam. Want u bent de wonderbare raadsman, de sterke God. U bent de vredevorst. U bent de koning der koningen en de heer der heerscharen. We prijzen zo uw machtige naam, Vader. Dank u wel, Vader, dat wij bij u mogen komen, Vader. Met alles, Vader. Maar Vader, we danken u voor de glorie van uw naam, Vader. Vader, we danken u voor alles, Vader. We danken u ook voor het Bijbelleesplan. We dragen het Bijbelleesplan aan u op, Vader. En we danken u, Vader, dat u ons wijsheid geeft, Vader. Vader, we geven u eer. We geven u lof. We geven u dank. Vader, want u bent onze goede herder. U bent onze heelmeester. U bent onze rots. Onze bevrijder. Vader, we danken u dat u onze geneesheer bent, want u geneest, u bevrijdt en u verlost. Vader, we bidden van u, Vader Jezus, dat wij alle gospelsradio aan u mogen opdragen, Vader. We dragen ook alle bestaanden aan u op. We dragen ook alle kinderen aan u op, Vader. We geven alles aan u over, Vader. We dragen zo ook de vluchtelingen, mijn God, Heiland, Jezus Christus. Wilt u helpen, Vader? Vader, we danken u daarvoor, want u bent de helper van groot van kracht en steeds bereid, mijn Heiland. We danken u voor alle voorgangers, alle gemeenten, Vader. Vader, we danken u, we prijzen uw naam daarvoor. We geven u eer, Vader. U bent de barmhartige Vader. U bent de goede tierende Vader. U bent hoog verheven, mijn Heiland. Vader, dank u wel, Vader. Glorie en aanbidding voor uw machtige Jezus naam, Vader. We bidden Jeruzalem vrede toe, Vader. We bidden voor alle landen, mijn Heiland. En zo, Vader, dragen we alles aan u op. Alle huizen, Vader. Dank u wel, Vader. We dragen ook meneer Cor en zuster Marlene aan u op, Vader, en uw gezin, Vader. En alle gezinnen, mijn Heiland. We prijzen uw naam en geven u alleen de eer, Vader. Want die u toekomt, Vader, het komt u toe, mijn Heiland. Vader, we bidden van u, Vader. Ga zo in uw woord, Vader. Vader, en zegenen ieder vader die meeleest of die luistert, vader. Wijl u zegen, vader. Zegen u ook, mijn vader. Vader, ik bid van u zegen alle bedroefden en troost ze, vader. En we danken u ook daarvoor, mijn heiland. In Jezus' wonderbare naam. Ja, lieve luisteraars. Dan gaan we naar onze ochtendtekst. Gehaald uit het volle licht van zuster Alt. Het volle licht van zuster Alt zegt deze morgen. Ezekiel. Vers 36, hoofdstuk 36, vers 36. Ik, de Heere, heb het gesproken en ik zal het doen. Wanneer God u een belofte gegeven heeft in zijn woord, mag u vast op de vervulling rekenen. Leg uw hand op zijn woord en zeg, Heere, alzo heb gij gesproken. Red mij uit mijn moeilijkheden, want ik vertrouw op u met mijn gehele hart. Hij zal u doen naar uw geloof. Nooit kan God zijn belofte verbreken. Het is altijd ons ongeloof dat de Heere verhindert ons te zegenen. Vertrouw hem, hij is het waard. Ik, de Heere, heb het gesproken en ik zal het doen. Ezekiel, hoofdstuk 36, vers 36. Ja, lieve luisteraars, dan gaan we naar onze Bijbelleesplan. Onze Bijbelleesplan komt uit Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel, hoofdstuk 37. Zeg, de hand des Heren kwam op mij en de Heere voerde mij in de geest naar buiten en zette mij neer in een dal dat was vol beenderen. Hij deed mij daar aan alle kanten omheen lopen en zie, zij lagen in grote menigte door het dal verspreid en zie, zij waren zeer dor. En hij zeide tot mij, mensenkind, kunnen deze beenderen herleven? En ik zeide, Heere, Heere, gij weet het. Toen zeide hij tot mij, profeteer over deze beenderen en zeg tot hen, gij dorre beenderen, hoort het woord des Heren. Zo spreekt de Heere. Heere, tot deze beenderen. Zie, ik breng geest in u en gij zult herleven. Ik zal spieren op u leggen, vlees op u doen komen, u met een huid overtrekken en geest in u brengen. Zodat gij herleeft. En gij zult weten dat ik de Heere ben. Ik nu profeteerde zoals mij bevolen was. En zodra ik profeteerde, ontstond er een geruis en zie, een beweging en de beenderen voegden zich aan een, zoals zij bij elkander behoorden. Ik zag toe en zie, er kwamen spieren op en vrees. En er trok een huid overheen. Maar geest was er nog niet in hen. Daarop zeide hij tot mij, profeteer tot de geest. Profeteer, mensenkind. En zeg tot de geest, zo zegt de Heere, Heere. Kom van de vier windstreken, o geest. En blaas in deze gedoden, zodat zij herleven. Toen profeteerde ik zoals hij mij bevolen had. En de geest kwam in hen en zij herleefden. En gingen op hun voeten staan. Een geweldig groot leger. Voort zeide hij tot mij. mensenkind, deze beenderen zijn het gehele huis Israëls. Zie, zij zeggen, onze beenderen zijn verdord en onze hoop is vervlogen. Het is met ons gedaan. Daarom profeteer en zeg tot hen, zo zegt de Heere, Heere, zie, ik open uw graven en zal u uit uw graven doen opkomen om mijn volk en u brengen naar het land Israëls. En gij zult weten dat ik de Heere ben, wanneer ik uw graven open en u uit uw graven doe opkomen, o mijn volk. Ik zal mijn geest in u geven, zodat gij herleeft. En ik zal u doen wonen in uw land. En gij zult weten dat ik de Heere het gesproken en gedaan heb, luidt het woord des Heren. Vers 15. De hereniging van Israël en Juda. Het woord des Heren kwam tot mij. Gij, mensenkind, neem een stuk hout en schrijf daarop voor Juda en de Israëlieten die daarbij behoren. Neem dan een ander stuk hout en schrijf daarop voor Jozef, het stuk hout van Efraïm en het gehele huis daarbij behoort. En het gehele huis Israëls dat daarbij behoort. Voeg ze dan aan elkander tot één stuk hout, zodat zij in uw hand tot één worden. Wanneer nu uw volksgenoten u vragen, wil gij ons niet meedelen wat gij daarmee bedoelt? Zeg dan tot hen, zo zegt de Heere, Heere, zie, ik neem het stuk hout van Jozef dat aan Efraïm toebehoort en van de stammen Israëls die daarbij behoren. En ik voeg het bij het stuk van Juda en maak ze tot één stuk hout, zodat zij één zijn in mijn hand. Terwijl de stukken hout die gij beschreven hebt voor hun ogen in uw hand zijn, zeg dan tot hen, zo zegt de Heere, Heere, zie, ik haal de Israëlieten weg uit de volken naar wier gebied zij gegaan zijn. Ik zal hen van alle kanten bijeen verzamelen en hen naar hun land brengen. En ik zal hen tot één volk maken in het land op de bergen Israëls. En één koning zal over hen allen koning zijn. Niet langer zullen zij twee volken zijn en niet langer verdeeld in twee koninkrijken. Niet langer zullen zij zich verontreinigen met hun afgoden, hun gruwelen en al hun overtredingen. Maar ik zal hen verlossen van alle afvalligheid waarmee zij gezondigd hebben. En hen reinigen zodat zij mij tot een volk zullen zijn en ik hun tot een God zal zijn. En mijn knecht David zal koning over hen wezen. Eén herder zal er voor hen allen zijn. Zij zullen naar mijn verordeningen wandelen en naastig mijn inzettingen onderhouden. Zij zullen wonen in het land dat ik aan mijn knecht Jacob gegeven heb en waarin hun vaders gewoond hebben. Ja, zij zullen daarin wonen, zij, hun kinderen en hun kindskinderen, tot in eeuwigheid. En mijn knecht David zal hun voor eeuwig tot vorst zijn. Ik zal met hen een verbond des vredes sluiten. Een eeuwig verbond met hen zal het zijn. Ik zal hun een plaats geven, hen vermeerderen en mijn heiligdom voor eeuwig te midden van hen allen. Mijn woning zal bij hen zijn. Ik zal hun tot een God zijn en zij zullen mij tot een volk zijn. En de Heer en de volken zullen weten dat ik de Heere het ben die Israël heilig doordat mijn heiligdom voor eeuwig te midden van hen staat. Tot zover, lieve luisteraars. Ik heb gelezen de herrijzenis van Israël, Ezekiel hoofdstuk 37. En de hereniging van Israël en Juda, vers 15. Dan wil ik u bedanken dat u hebt meegelezen of geluisterd. En ik zou zeggen, lieve luisteraar, als God voor ons is, wie zal dan tegen ons zijn? Hij doet wat hij belooft. Hij verbreekt zijn belofte niet. Hij is een barmhartig God. Hij is een heilig God. Hij is een goede tierende God. We danken de Heer voor zijn woord. En we blijven zeggen nogmaals, luisteraars. Onze beenderen zijn verdord en onze hoop is vervlogen. Het is met ons gedaan. Daarom moeten wij profeteren en zeggen, zo zegt de Heere, Heere, ik open uw graven en zal uit uw graven doen opkomen, o mijn volk. Lieve luisteraars, de Heer zal ons nooit begeven en nooit verlaten. In Jezus' wonderbare naam. Amen.
Amen, zuster Emma. Dank u wel over vannacht voor uw inzet. Een fijne lustigheid. Goede nachters wensen bij u toe. En zo de Heer het leidt tot morgen.
Dank u wel, broeder Cor. En de koekjes aan zuster Marlene.
Wordt gedaan.
Ja, dank broeder Cor.
Dag, zuster Emma. Wij gaan zo dadelijk verder met het gesproken woord. Dus een ogenblikje alsjeblieft. Zo dadelijk het gesproken woord. Thank you.
testament of Jesus. And I believe today is a very important message. Let us go to John chapter 15. The Gospel of John chapter 15 from verse 1. Amen. And don't close your Bibles. Keep it open. Because I'm preaching from the Bible verse by verse. All right. John chapter 15 from verse 1. Are we there? He says, Jesus, this is still the testament. This is still the words of Jesus before he go on the cross. This is what he said to his disciples. Are there disciples here today? Amen. He says, I am the true wine, and my Father is the gardener. You know what the wine is? Not the drinking wine, the wine of a tree. You know, the body of a tree, you call it wine. The big, thick tree, that body of that tree, you call it wine. Look what he said. He said, I am the true wine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Stop there. We continue further. You imagine a big tree. A big, tall, fat, strong tree. And you have thousands of branches on it. And Jesus Christ said, I am that tree. I am that vine. I am that vine. I am that tree. And he said that any branch, anything that does not bear fruit, he's going to cut. If you are a gardener, you know what I'm talking about. When you see your tree, one branch is dying or one branch is not doing well, you cut it, you break it, you cut it. Amen? But then he says, any branch that bears fruit, he prunes it. He cut a little bit here, he cut a little bit there. I'm not a gardener, but that is, you know, a bit here, a bit there, so that he will bear more fruit. Okay, then he said, you abide in me, you abide in me, beside me, you cannot do anything. What does this mean, my brothers and sisters? This means that without Jesus, you and I cannot do anything in this world. What does this mean? It means this, that if you say you are a Christian, if you say you are a follower of Christ, you need to be connected to the wine. Amen? You need to be connected to the... You can never be connected to two wines. One wine, and that is Jesus. If you say you are a follower of Jesus, you need to be connected to Jesus. What does it mean? It means you cannot have one leg in the world. That means one part of your branch is connected to the worldly things, and one part of your branch is connected to Jesus. You are going to be teared down. We are quiet now today. That means either you live a spiritual Christian life, or you are in the world. You cannot say that you are a follower of Jesus. Can I talk today? You cannot say that you are a follower of Jesus, and then when you go to parties, you become like a wild beast. Hello? You cannot say that you are a follower of Jesus, you abide in Jesus, and then out of your mouth, when you are in the celebrations or parties or gatherings, out of your mouth, only dirty, bad jokes is coming out. Are we quiet today? Baba, are we listening? That's it. That's it. Somebody's listening today. You cannot say that I am a follower of Jesus and then you live the lifestyle of the world. What is the lifestyle of the world? all kind of things. Dirty jokes, unnecessary discussions, gossip. The aha is too strong. Praise God. You either belong to Jesus or you belong to the world. That is what he said. He said, if you don't bear fruit, my Father himself will cut you off the vine. That is what Jesus said. He said, you have to be cold or hot. In between does not exist. If you are lukewarm, in the book of Revelation, I will spit you out. That's another way of saying, I will cut you off the vine. You cannot be in two worlds at the same time. You either follow Jesus or you follow the world. That is why Christians, sometimes we live double-double lives. We like the music, double-double, God will give me double-double. God will never give you double wives. God will never give you double husbands. God will never give you double church. God will never give you double-double those things. So if you pray double-double, he will not give you double-double. Hello. You either follow Jesus or you follow the world. But some believers, we live double lives. When we are in the party, when we are in gatherings, we are wild, we do things. And even if our friend or brother or sister is making a mistake, we don't correct that person. If you see your brother, your sister is making something indecent, incorrect, and you see it in a brotherly love, you have to correct that person. If you don't do that, you also feel guilty later. Are we quiet today? Aha. In the church, we may act as holy bishops and apostles and Mother Teresa's and saints. And then when we go out immediately from the door, we are totally something different. And God said, one day, I will cut you. So sometimes we have a still chance by God. The Bible says sometimes the sin of your iniquities is not yet full. When it is full, I'm going to deal with you. So God is always warning his church. God is warning his people. And those who don't bear fruit, he says, they are caught. But those who bear fruit, sometimes he cut them here and there. He prunes them. That is the discipline of God. When God disciplines you, don't be angry to God. Sometimes God allows things to happen to your life to discipline you. Then you are thinking that that is the devil. But it's not the devil, it's God. You are rebuking the devil, but the devil is not going. Why? Because you are rebuking something that is not there. It's God who is pruning you, who is bringing you through a situation to teach you a lesson. Hello. That is why God prunes. God corrects. The message of Jesus Christ is not only sugarcoating. The other day I was reading in the Facebook a very nice saying. Brothers and sisters, do not listen to the sugarcoat preaching because it's very dangerous to your spiritual health. We always like to hear sugarcoat preaching. Yeah, God loves you, Jesus loves you, you will become rich, you will become millionaire, you will become this and that. And still we are not becoming millionaire, nothing is happening. But anyway, at the same time, we are not ready to hear a correction. Your lifestyle must be the same. Your inside and outside must be the same. When we say we follow Jesus Christ, we abide in the wine. When we are abiding in the wine, we have to become like the wine. Our coming in and our going out should look like that. Hello. I'm in big trouble today, huh? Thank you. You see, he says, if you don't bear fruit, it will be cut off. But if you bear fruit, he prunes you so that it will, you will even give more fruit. Sometimes you go through hardship, you go through difficulties because God is disciplining you. And behold and lo, when you pass through that difficulties, hey, you're going to bear more fruit because it takes pain to know pain. You may feel pain today, but you never know that when you pass through that pain, one day you're going to understand others who go through the same pain. When you have never gone through a pain, you can never judge somebody else. I'll be quiet today. I'm getting hot. My body is getting hot. Thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He says, and listen what he says. He said, you are already clean because of the words that I have spoken to you. Listen to me, my friend. I'm preaching today. You are not clean because you're only washing your body. You can wash your body in milk, pure milk, like some of these queens in Middle East did before, washing themselves in pure milk. You understand? Yes, I know some people in Middle East, they are very rich. They wash themselves in milk, whereby people are dying from hunger, they wash themselves in milk. They think that is good for their, they fill the whole bathtub with milk. Hello? Huh? You can be, you think that by washing, you are clean? You think that by doing certain religious ceremonies, you are clean? You know, I need to do like this. I need to do this way. I need to do that way. Then God will like me because I pray this way. God will like me. No, my friend. God does not declare you clean because of those ceremonies that you do. The way you are praying. Some people are even fighting. Pastor, how should we pray? Shall we pray on our knees? Or shall we close the eyes like this? Or shall we look to heaven? And when we pray, somebody's eyes is open. Why the person's eyes is open? It's none of your business. Those things does not make you clean. Yeah, shall we wear jewelries? Shall we wear jewelries because the Bible say, where in the Bible? It's all interpretations. If you interpret, can I tell you something? Bible is a very good book. But if a foolish man read the Bible, it's more dangerous than atomic bomb. If you give this to a fool, he will fool others. Hello. That's why knowledge is him. You know, jewelry, you know. If you don't, God said, don't put jewelry. God, God said that. But let me ask you something. Do you also do other things that God said in the Bible? One man came to me and said, preacher, you know, I've got a new revelation. You know, I am no more evangelical. I'm no more Pentecostal. You know, all this time we have been doing wrong. I said, what have we now been doing wrong? He said, yeah, we have been worshiping on Sunday, not on Saturday. I said, are you sure? He said, yeah, we are all sinning because we are not worshiping on Saturday. We worship on Sunday. That's a sin. We all go to hell. I say, if I will go to hell because of worshiping on Sunday, then I'm going to consider my Christianity. He said, no, we are all wrong. Everybody in the church is wrong. We worship on Saturday. And then we follow the Jewish this and that. I said, very good. I support you. But I have one question. Because I know that brother. You know, he come from a part of the world that I assume something. I said to him, one question. Are you circumcised? The man said, actually, I said, okay. First go and circumcise yourself through a Jewish tradition. Then go and worship on Saturday. Because you cannot worship, you cannot follow this part and not that part. You follow the whole system. The man started laughing. I said, I'm telling you the truth. You are having a big mouth, sending everybody to hell because we worship. One question, you want to follow Jewish rules? Can you tell me, are you circumcised? The man said, actually, no. I said, man, go to the Jewish, not to hospital, Jewish style. Ah, Jewish style, my friend. When you do that, come and lecture me that we will worship on Saturday and not on Sunday. Yeah, this, I said, no. You see, those things will not make you holy and clean. What makes you holy? This is what Jesus said. I feel like preaching today. Look what Jesus said. He said, I'm becoming old now, like this. He said, you are already clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. In other words, it is the word of God that cleanses you. When you hear the word of God and you put the word of God into, I don't hear you, into, I don't hear you, into, Mr. James, I don't hear you. You are sitting there, hello. Eh? You put it into? Into?
Practice.
Into?
Practice.
Thank you. Putting it into practice. It is the word of God that cleans you. Hearing the word and putting it in practice. Not to live in a double life. Outside you act different, in the market you act different, in the church you act different, in the party you become like everyone else. Yeah, because everybody is doing it. Excuse me, if everybody is eating dirt, are you also going to eat dirt? Nowadays, even the, look, can I open my heart today? The world. I go sometimes to this shop with my wife to buy the dress for my children. When I look at those, the jeans, I think that maybe they are secondhand. They found it in the street and they are bringing to sell it there. Here is already a hole. Here is already gone. The color is totally gone. Here, there is already a big something opening. And for that thing, I have to pay 150 euro. In Dutch, we say, doei. Doch. Hey. Thank God my children don't like also those things. But when you see that today, you see the generations, the way they dress, my goodness. Trouser, before trouser used, no, let me put it this way. 25 years ago, trousers were here. Here, you remember? And they put mobile phone here. Some years passed, the trouser was below that, I don't go. Then after 20 years today, then the trouser came to here, waist. After 2015, the trouser is here. And then not only the trouser is here, you can see the color of the underwear. Sometimes the underwear is also not there. You can see the highway. It's not normal. It's not normal. It's not normal. Let me come back to women. Praise the Lord. When you say you are a follower of Jesus Christ, dress decent. Sometimes we dress, even in the church, the whole atmosphere is not normal. How can I handshake with you, sister? Praise the Lord. It's not normal. I cannot, sister, praise the Lord. I cannot do that. You have to dress decent. skirt until here. Here. Not here. Here. Uh-huh. The upper way, God bless you. Then also you come to me, you say, Pastor, pray for me. You go on your knees. I have to pray. Looking at the mountain Niagara. It's not possible. Dress decent. If you say you are a follower of God, I don't say that you call your hair or so. No, dress decent. There are many ways to dress decent. Chineke, oh my God, help me. Today I'm in big problem. Maswell, let's run away. We are in big problem today. Hey, I'm preaching. He said, abide in me because my words make you clean. When you hear my word, you will be set free. When you hear my word, you will change. When you hear my word and you put it in practice, you will, yeah, you hear his word, you go here and there, immediately you use green jokes, dirty jokes, blah, 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 blah. And it's nice. Why? Why is it nice? You are not representing Christ. There are some code of ethic in every faith and in every belief. Amen? Are we listening today? I am bringing my correction in a comedy way. But he who has an ear, let him hear. Amen? Thank you. Remain in me and I will remain in you. Remain in me. If you remain in me, I will remain in you. Listen to me, my friend. God doesn't need you. You need God. And then he needs you to do his things. So don't make a favor to God. Yeah, you know, I am in the church sitting in the first row. I am sitting here. I am always there. Hey, my friend. Whatever you do it for your own benefit. For the benefit of yourself. Because Christ will help you. Benefit you. Amen. You abide in Christ. You abide in him. If you abide in him, he will also abide in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. If you come and say, I cannot, I don't want to be part of anything. I don't want to do anything. You can never bear fruit. You have to be part of Christ. And those people who say, I am alone, I myself and I, they will never succeed in life. You need God in your life. You need Jesus in your life. And you need one another in your life. Because a branch is not only by himself. A branch stands with other branches. You cannot just come and say, yeah, you know, that man in the church, that woman in the church, that person in the church, they are all bad, dirty, filthy, ugly. I am the only clean one. I am the only good one. So I am separated. No, if you separate, you are out of the branch. You collapse. Are we hearing today something? Am I talking your language? Are you understanding me today? Praise the Lord. He says, neither of you can bear fruit unless you remain in me. Anything you want to do in life, remain in Jesus. The Bible says, whatever you eat or drink, do it for the glory of God. With him, you can reach the mountains. With him, you can conquer the mountains. With him, you can go far away. Without him, you can't do nothing. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Much fruit. Listen to me. Don't look at shortcuts. You may think that, this man, he don't believe in Jesus. He don't go to church. He don't go nothing. But look how God has blessed him. Listen, these kind of blessings are short-term blessings. We always say, the harvest, you count it at the end. I never forget a guy came to me. In those days, I did not have a lot of money. My television was from the Second World War time. So when I'm watching the TV, sometimes he boo like that. So I had to hit him so he can, you know. And in those days, long time ago, the new not the flat, but fat. Screens were there. So the guy came to my room. What are these kind of... Are you a pastor? Why your God cannot buy those things for you? 5 years later, in prison. My God may not buy for me today because he may teach me something. So that one day, when I am capable of having those things... Some of you, God has not yet allowed you to be millionaire. Because if you become millionaire, the first thing you will do, go out of the vine. Bye-bye. The more I, the more bye-bye. Yeah. Sometimes I thank God he didn't make me millionaire or whatever. Maybe somehow soon I'm ready. But... thank God, because if he would have made me millionaire, maybe I was not standing here preaching to you today. You understand that? Because money can do many things. Money can buy things. Hello, hey. My goodness, my goodness. You can, when God bless you, God blesses you slowly, but surely you will be blessed. But anything that is fast is not from God. Put it in your eye. If someone come and say to you, come, sister, brother, we're going to make fast money. You say, I don't need the fast money. You know why? Because fast money is not a blessing, it's a curse. We're going to make fast this, fast that. No. In my culture, we say, in doing things fast, there is devil. God is slow but sure. You know this church, this ministry? We are existing for 21 years here in this city. Do you know in the past 21 years, there were some churches that grew so fast, like mushrooms. Boom, like that. But there's something that grows so fast, boom, like that, it also collapses, boom, like that. We are not... mega church, we are not multi church, but we are still there. And I like it. Somebody came to me and said, Pastor, I pray we are going to have a mega church. I said, then don't pray in this church. I don't want mega church. You know what mega church means? Mega church means mega headache. Mega church means mega bills. Mega church means mega counselings. Mega church means mega everything. Mega. I don't want mega. I want family. Mega. And then I asked the man, and if we have mega church, are you going to pay for it? Dan is quiet. Hello, can I have a big building for what? Are we listening today? He said this, I am the vine, you are in the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Nothing you can do without Jesus, especially those who follow Jesus Christ. He is talking to, not to the Buddha man. He is not talking to Hare Krishna man. He is talking to Christians. He says you and me. He says without me, you cannot do anything. Without me, forget anything. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown in the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, in other words, you obey my words, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. Ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. Now, let me correct a misunderstanding. This does not mean a formula for witchcraft. Ask whatever you wish, then Jesus will give me. Let me give you a story. How many of you know the pastor Kenneth Copeland? Do you know Kenneth Copeland? Some of you know him. Do you know that there is a woman in America, in the other side of United States, she loves Pastor Kenneth Copeland. But Pastor Kenneth Copeland is married. The man has children. He has even grandchildren. So what this woman quotes, he quotes from the Bible. He said, Jesus said, whatever I ask in Jesus' name, he is going to give. One day, I'm going to marry Kenneth Copeland. But whereby that man is already married. And you know, his foolish, her foolish Pentecostal pastor. Sorry to let me talk like that. Because I have no word for it. Foolishness only. The foolish Pentecostal pastor, he brought the picture of Kenneth Copeland together with the woman in the church and married them. And said that whatever I ask in his name, he's going. That is foolishness. When Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it for you, is that whatever you ask in his name for the benefit of charity, for the benefit of goodness, for the benefit of love, for the benefit of restoration, for the benefit of forgiveness, that is what he's talking about. Not like my friend from my youth friend when we were newly Christian, he was telling me that he's a guy. We were walking in the. I told you this before. He saw a nice Mercedes Benz. He lay his hand on the Mercedes Benz, start praying. I said, what are you doing? He said, I am praying and I'm waiting here. When the boss comes, the moment his eye fall on my eye, Holy Spirit will touch him to give me donation, this Mercedes Benz. I said, you are a foolish man. That's witchcraft. That is not Christianity. When you see man and woman or fiancé, they are dating, they are about to marry, you are going to pray for them so that their marriage will break, so that you catch the man. And whatever you ask in my name, he is not going to do in your name. He will, you watch out with these things. It's dangerous. Are we listening today? I'm almost done. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish. Ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. This is how you show you are my disciples. Fruit. Brothers and sisters, can I tell you something? Everything, look at its fruit. If you are doing something that its fruit is not good, its fruit is bad, its fruit has a negative effect on your life, don't do it, because it has no good fruit. So simple it is. That something that you do brings problem, that's not a good fruit. Stop it. We go further. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Again, he come back to love. You see, it's not me preaching love, it's Jesus. So, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now, remain in my love. Remain in my love. Love just the way I love. If you obey my commands and you remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's command and remain in his love, I have told you this so that my joy may be complete in you, and that your joy may be complete. My command is this. Again, he goes back to love. Love each other as I have loved you. Hey, love each other as I have. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for a friend. If you say you love somebody, love can. Love has become so cheap these days. We easily say, I love you, I love you. But very easily also we break the word, we say, I love you. Have you noticed that, Papa? People come to you, I love you, I love you. Those people, I love you, I love you, they are number one gossipers behind you. Yeah, it's true. Like Bob Marley's song, man to man is so unjust. Man to man is so unjust, children. You don't know who to trust. Hey. Some people say they love you, but they pretend love you. See? Those who say yes, so you also think. You also think, I don't know who said yes, so me also say yes, so. We also have to think to ourselves that love is not cheap. When you say you love your wife, then you show really respect to your wife, to your husband. You don't only love your husband because of money. Send money here and there. Then is the time, for example, every time argument. Now your family need money back home. Then after dialogue, after 6 months, you have never was kind to your husband. Honey, what do you like me to cook? You start cooking, and while the man is chopping the food, eating the food, see, honey, you know, there's this family who they need money there and there and there and there. So the honey is connected to money. When you say love, in my time, in our old times, even in my country, maybe Brother Shaba may know that. When friends say, I love you, they lay down their life for each other. Yes. Nowadays, it's not like that. Nowadays, it's not like that. Some people, they look to your face, say, I love you, whereby at the same time, they are chatting lies against you on their Facebook. That is what's happening. That is development for you. Okay, we are almost done. Okay, verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friend. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit,